Welcome to episode 47 of the Mayberry Devotional entitled, Keep On Keeping On. In today's episode, I'm going to look at episode 12 of season 2 of the Andy Griffith Show, Sheriff Barney, and I'll use scripture from Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Today's episode starts off with the mayor and council members from the town of Greendale looking to find somebody to finish Sheriff Maloney's term of office. While looking at the Mayberry Gazette, they get the idea to offer the position to Barney Fife. Meanwhile, back at the Mayberry Courthouse, we see Barney cleaning the courthouse, and typical Barney fashion, he gets himself locked inside a jail cell. When Andy comes in, he teases Barney about it and reminds Barney that this is the third time this week. Instead of leaving Barney locked in the cell, Andy lets him out and tells him there's some important police work that's going on. Andy then sets up Barney by giving him explicit details on some vehicles in town and tells Barney that he believes that the vehicles are overparked and wants Barney to chalk the vehicles. Andy leads up his story so well that Barney rushes to do the work and then realizes how trivial it is before slowing down to go out the door. While Barney is out, the mayor of Greendale and one of the council members come by the Mayberry Courthouse to offer the sheriff position to Barney until their next election. Andy stammers around for a minute about giving them an answer and lets them know that he'll let Barney know about it. When Barney hears the news, he's ecstatic, but Andy tells him that he doesn't think he's ready because Barney doesn't have the experience as a sheriff. We then see Barney get on the phone and he calls the mayor to let him know he's going to take the job. Afterwards, we see Barney go about town and let some of the men outside the barbershop know that he's going to be taking on the sheriff position of Greendale. Opie stops by the courthouse and talks to Andy and wants to know why Andy and Barney can't take turns being sheriff, which gives Andy an idea to make Barney sheriff for the day. This temporary promotion gives Barney the idea to try to find the Rafe Hollister steal by getting the information out of Otis. Barney then tries talking to Otis while Otis is sleeping, not knowing that Otis is really awake, and Otis gives him directions directly to the steal in question, which ends up being the address of Barney's house. While Andy is out and Barney's alone in the courthouse, two farmers come by arguing over a chicken fence that was built on their property line. Barney starts looking through law books, and when Andy comes in, Barney tells him he's found something close that it might cause his case to drag out in the court for years. When Andy talks to the two men, Andy then suggests a chicken wire fence that might solve the whole problem. The men then leave happy with the situation and have some aggravation with Barney, who, well, in fact, he ended up locking them up. Barney then hands his sheriff badge back to Andy and takes back his deputy badge. Barney then goes out into the street, and as Andy's about to go catch him and, you know, probably console him, Rafe Hollister comes into the jail just to give himself up. After Andy places Rafe in the cell, he comes up with an idea that will boost Barney's ego. He asks Rafe to find Barney and give himself up to him. When Rafe does find Barney, Barney isn't in the best of moods and he doesn't want to talk to him until Rafe, who was trying to give himself up, decides to leave and starts to jaywalk. That's all it takes for Barney to write Rafe up and find out his identity. Barney then marches Rafe into the courthouse and announces to Andy who he's found, basically Mayberry's most wanted man. After Rafe is placed in a cell again, Barney then gets on the phone and places a call to the mayor of Greendale and notifies him that he won't be able to take the position of sheriff as, well, Mayberry needs him. In the epilogue, we see Andy and Barney cleaning the courthouse when Andy accidentally locks himself into one of the cells. Barney then starts to tease Andy about it and tells him that he'll let him out eventually, and in the meantime, well, Barney locks himself in the other cell. The scripture I want to look at today comes from the book of Galatians. In chapter 6, Paul is writing to the believers at the church of Galatia to give them examples on how they should be using the fruits of the Spirit that he wrote about in chapter 5. Verse 9 of chapter 6 says, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." He follows with verse 10 that says, "So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Well, in the first part of this chapter, Paul gives them examples of ways that the Galatian church was to bear each other's burdens. I believe here he's really just summarizing the way that they were to do good. Paul could have given them many examples on ways to do good and ways to bear each other's burdens, but somewhere out there there would have been a small group that would have done only those exact examples that Paul listed, and they wouldn't have bothered to do anything above and beyond because Paul didn't say to. In the Old Testament, we think of the Ten Commandments being the law, but there was actually a total of 613 laws that the Jews followed on how they were to live their life. In the New Testament, Jesus is recorded as telling his followers that he gave them a new commandment, a commandment to love one another as he loved us. Now, he could have given them many examples also, but Jesus summed it up with this one commandment, love others as he loved us. I think if we'll be honest, we'll have to admit that we might try, but we can't follow through with it wholly on that. Jesus summed it up with one commandment, and I believe Paul summed it up by telling the church to do good, not to grow weary in it, for he says that one day we will be rewarded. Now, how does all this relate to the episode? I'm wanting to relate it to how Barney almost gives up, but in the end, he reaps the harvest of bringing in Rafe Hollister. While trying to solve the trouble of the chicken fence, Barney's convinced that this case will drag on for years. Barney thinks too hard on the subject and starts looking into the law books to find the answer. As Andy told Barney, he's an excellent deputy, but he just doesn't have the experience to be a sheriff. When Andy comes into the courthouse, Barney shows him how he's been looking into the case and wants to make a good impression to show Andy that he knows what to do. While Barney is truly going by the book, Andy comes up with a compromise for both parties that works for them and settles everything quickly. It's at that time that Barney feels discouraged. I believe that the job that Barney was wanting more than anything was just slipped through his fingers. I think that Barney felt Andy was right, and he didn't have the experience that he needed, and this just proved it. As this verse of Scripture says, Barney was about to give up. He was growing weary. But when Rafe Hollister came to the courthouse to give up, Andy sets a plan in motion to bring back Barney's confidence. When Rafe has a hard time getting Barney to pay attention to him, it's when Rafe starts to jaywalk that Barney springs into action. When Barney realizes who Rafe is and he's able to put him in jail, Barney quickly gains his confidence back. You may say that Barney has finally reaped in his own due season. How many times do we give up? For smokers, I've heard them say that quitting smoking is the easiest thing they've ever done. In fact, they said they've done it 30, 40 times at once. Have you ever started a diet and lost 45 pounds in 3 days? Have you ever tried to play Stairway to Heaven on a guitar after only 2 lessons? Have you ever ran a marathon without stopping on the first try with no training? What about memorizing a Bible verse after one attempt? Now, this might be easier than others, but don't choose John 11:35. That's just too easy. You know, there might be that 0.1% who is able to do one of these on the first try, but I would think for the most part, many of us aren't able to. These things take patience and they take practice. Unfortunately, many of us don't have the patience needed and we don't take the time to practice. We grow weary and we quit not reaping the reward for what is to come. I love the banjo and I've taken lessons 3 times, but I just have a hard time making time to practice and I've given up. I've grown weary and give up. When we help others, many times we don't always see the direct result of helping others and we want to give up. It's so easy for us to give up, but Paul is writing that we need to not grow weary when doing good for others and to others. So many times we're let down because we want to see instant results, but Paul tells us not to give up. Paul is telling us to keep on keeping on. So I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Mayberry Devotional. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and leave me a rating or a comment. I'd appreciate it. Join me next week on the Mayberry Devotionals. I'll be covering episode 13, The Farmer Takes a Wife. And until then, thanks for listening.